The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
Most parents would agree that having a young kid in the house just means constantly cleaning up after them. If it's not their Legos, it's their food.
It's amazing everything. How messy your house gets. Even when you try to keep it clean, it's just there's always a kid thing somewhere.
But what if I told you the tables could turn, you could have your kids cleaning the house for you, and they wouldn't even know it?
Oh, I do like this, because I did not make my daughter do enough chores, honestly, growing up. I'm all ears.
Well, there's, for only $200...
Right now, it's worth every penny if it gets a kid to work.
Right. For $200, you can buy your kid an electric toy scooter. Ooh. And you're like, well, what? I don't understand. Well, the electric scooter comes with a little attachment that helps them mop the floor as they scoot.
This is a great idea.
So it looks like any other scooter, just with that attachment. And with that attachment, you can put a sponge on there, paper towel, whatever you want. And the kid drags it along, oblivious to the fact that they are helping do the chores.
Will it hold an adult? Because my job is to mop the floors.
There is a weight requirement.
Dadgummit. Because I'm like, I hate mopping the floors or vacuuming. But I like to help my wife out with that because it hurts her rib, she says, allegedly.
She says.
And so, to have something I could ride. And like, I got a riding lawnmower. Why not a riding mop? Mm. I love this.
Yeah, maybe they should make that for husbands
as well. They really should.
Well, if you want to get your hands on one of these kids' scooters, you can easily order one off Amazon for that $200. The bad news is they're sold out.
No!
There are so many parents that want these that they don't have anymore. But you can get on the list to be notified when they are back in stock.
That's a great idea. And you never know where it's going to lead either. Your kid might grow up to be a Zamboni driver. So how great is that? Those things that do
I see the connection here.
You do? Thank you.
I like that idea. Yeah. It's got to be a fun job. Those people are probably fulfilled.
I would love to do that job.
Yeah.
That's like mowing. When you mow lines in your yard, and you're like, oh, I got to get them right.
This is the difference between men and women.
100%.
You are like, they could be a Zamboni.
Yeah, awesome.
And we're both like, that's a great gig. And Betty's like, I don't know that I would marry one.
Right.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting Way of Him, the series, the Wally Show, with a little good news idiom. The regular news can be a bit of a bummer, so that's why we like to do this. Let's start it off with you, Lady Rock. Good news, giddy up, go.
Yes, snowmen are a thing of the past. There's a dad in Iowa that used all this cold weather to make a snow shark with his two sons. And it's pretty impressive, too, because it's the same size as a real great white shark. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's sitting in their front yard. They spray painted it too, so it looks pretty legit. Oh, yeah. And it's become an attraction. People have been driving from all over to see it and then take pictures with it.
And more than the shark and everything, it's the time you get with your kid building this that your kid will always remember. They don't remember a lot of the Christmas presents they've gotten, but they will remember the time you spend with them.
Yeah.
And so that's a great life lesson for all of us parents. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Apparently, elephants at the Berlin Zoo in Germany have been chowing down on old Christmas trees. Aww. Apparently, they find them delicious, so it's becoming this annual thing at the zoo where they give the trees to the elephants, and apparently the bison eat it, too. I've never heard of that before.
I hadn't either, and so if recycling, in essence, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go. This is kind of cool. There's a charity called Give Kids the World in Kissimmee, Florida. It's right near Disney, and it's a place for critically ill children to go and just be kids and not be sick kids. It's a place where they can just dream and be and do a little bit away from the hospitals. And they try to give families a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, and they call it a yes place for kids. Like, if they want ice cream for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the answer is always yes. They have little rides that if the kid walks by and wants to ride it, anyone who's working there will run the ride for them and stuff.
Aww.
I love stuff like that. They give tickets to families to all the theme parks. They give them a private villa to stay in. I love this stuff. But the coolest thing about this that I didn't know is it was all started by a Holocaust survivor. So somebody that survived the Holocaust as a child wanted to give kids a chance to enjoy the childhood that he missed out on.
Aww.
And so he started this, and it's been giving to kids for years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. And that is why we do Good News Giddy Up.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
The regular news can be a steady stream of negativity.
Mischievous and deceitful. Chicanerous and deplorable.
But we like to see the brighter side of things. It's News-ish on The Wally Show.
So if you're losing the Battle of the Bulge and you find yourself, like some of us every year, losing weight only to find it again a few months later, I get it. I feel you. I'm doing the I Didn't Diet currently. That's a diet plan that I came up with where I basically... Well, now I'm actually doing the I Didn't Plan Plus. It's a new version of this.
How does that work?
Well, the I Didn't Diet is where if you buy a whole McGriddle, you only eat half of it. So I didn't eat the whole thing. So that's the I Didn't Diet. Yeah. The I Didn't Diet Plus is you give that other half to your friends, and then your friends get bigger as you get smaller, thereby making your weight loss seem more dramatic. That's what I just did with Gavin.
Yeah, my diet is now the I did times two
diet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Gavin, I already feel smaller. So Gavin, thank you for your help with that.
That's terrible.
There's a lady in Arizona, though, who's doing this more healthy. She lost over 100 pounds, and she says a big part of her success was focusing less on the weight and more on mental health. Meaning getting down to the root of not just what she was eating, but why she was eating it. Like, I know for me, a lot of times it'll come down to boredom. You know, you're sitting at the house doing nothing. Oh, let's have some chips.
I think mine, too, is comfort.
Yeah, okay, that's another big one. Comfort's the one. Habit. Like, we were playing cards last night, my wife and I, and for so long, we'll play cards and snack. And so neither of us, I had an apple, you know? And so, hate me right now.
I get it.
I don't know who this person is. But like, out of that habit, or even celebration, you know, that you celebrate moments, you got home from work early. Let's go to lunch.
Yeah.
You know, you find false celebration. So you have to get down to why you're doing this. She said, I started focusing on relationships that weren't very positive for my life, and I removed quite a few people to focus on people who truly support me and are looking out for the best of me. Because a lot of times, too, you talk about comfort. Say you're in toxic environments, you eat for food for comfort out of those. And so if you remove those, maybe it changes your relationship to food.
But your point goes to prove that Gavin is in a toxic situation, because if he is in the I Didn't Plus,
yes,
then you're obviously trying to make him bigger to make you seem smaller.
You would be right if Gavin wasn't such a servant. This is
a servant.
Yes, Gavin wants to help me. And so Gavin is partnering with me in this with the I Didn't Diet Plus.
Do you want to be a part of this, Gavin?
I don't know.
I don't know. You had the hash browns too. You had the apple pie. You're doing pretty great.
It's not a good morning for me, per se. But
don't shame him.
You're hungry and thin.
Yes.
And I'm just happy but a little bit bigger.
Happier.
He is happy.
Win-win.
I'll give him that.
He's
jollier. Her price jollier. This lady said her process was the mental first. So she started working on that. Then she went for physical activity next. Like, get moving. That was a big thing. And then she started looking at what she was eating. So she did it like in steps, which I think is good, because cold turkey is really hard, or going, okay, I'm not going to eat any more junk food. And so she kind of did it gradually and worked her way into it. And she's had success with it.
Well, if you think it's such a good idea, why don't you start doing it?
Because I like the I Didn't Diet. I think it's working. Plus, I think that's the route I'm going to go.
It's toxic.
I know, but it's working. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And dieting by yourself can be tricky, obviously, and difficult. Yeah. Dieting with somebody has pros and cons. Like, I think it's good to have a buddy that can help you out.
Because, I mean, if you're suffering through something, you want someone else to be there to understand and be right there with you.
Exactly. Misery loves company.
Yeah.
The other day, like, it was so snowy, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get around, so I took my wife's car out to test the roads, and I found that she has a weird button in her car. I didn't know what it was, but if you push it, it takes you straight to McDonald's. And so, yeah,
that's
I
a
did.
New feature.
Yeah, it's called the gas pedal. And so it took me straight to McDonald's, and I'm sitting in the parking lot going, hey, I don't know if we have anything at the house for lunch, but I'm at McDonald's. Would you like something? And she was like, no, I'm good. I don't think so. And she saved me from myself because I was weak in that moment. I was ready to give in.
You were going to get like a double McDouble.
Absolutely. One for each hand.
And a large fry.
Yeah, and I might not even stop at my hand when I was eating it, you know. So I'm like, okay, I'll come home. So I come home. So in that sense, it's easier. But in another sense, it's more difficult. Like, for example, today I said, hey, you know, I'll get you guys a breakfast. And I'm on the I Didn't Diet, so I'm not going to do as much. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I normally would have a Coke from McDonald's because it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do a Coke. Mm-hmm. I did half of a McGriddle. And now I'm kind of in the quandary. Do I need to call my wife and tell her, hey, just so you know, I had half of a McGriddle today for breakfast. So you don't, like, have a raisin. And then I get home and because I know she'll find out somehow. I don't know how she does it. She finds out. Like that I had this, and then she'll be upset, like, well, why didn't you let me know? So, like, I think I'm honor bound to tell her.
But if you didn't tell her, wouldn't you be doing her a favor? Because then you're not tempting her.
Yeah.
She is under the illusion that you are following the rules.
Correct.
And so if she asks, why didn't you tell me? You're like, I just didn't want to be your downfall.
Yeah, that's death in a marriage, just so you know. Oh. That's the same as lying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just so you know. So that won't work. But so I think I should give her a text and say, hey, just so you know, just so you can plan accordingly, if you'd like to splurge a little bit. Even though I didn't go crazy, it's still nice because if you're over there slogging down oatmeal and then your partner in diet in life is, right, has had a McGriddle.
Well, and I also would say, like, because you were saying it was snowy and icy,
yeah,
you took her car.
I did.
So all she has is your car.
Correct. And she won't drive it.
And she won't drive it. So really, you've left her with nothing.
Absolutely. No chance. No options. And so thereby even more of a reason to tell her. So
Wow. That
is, I think that is a diet rule. You have to, a co-diet rule. You have to share information and let them know so they can even it up with you. If they choose to. Now, she might choose to, you know, be the bigger person, be like, okay, I'm good. I don't need it today. Mm-hmm. We're fine. But I think it's the right thing. So that's a rule I'm thinking about instituting because I would hope she would tell me. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're talking about co-dieting and how that can be very challenging sometimes. Like, dieting by yourself is hard enough, but then there's all these unwritten rules that maybe you should write down. And so I decided to get my co-dieter here on the phone, my wife, Marty. Marty, how are you, my love?
Hi, babe.
Hey, I got to start with a confession today for the co-diet here.
What'd you eat?
Thank you. So Betty Rock made me.
No, Marty, I had nothing to do with this. This is not me at all.
To McDonald's, and I and Gavin was in on it too. They were conspirators. But I feel like since we're in a co-diet situation, I need to tell you, I did not have a Coke, which I would normally do. I did get a McGriddle, and but I only ate half of it. I gave the other half to young Gavin.
Okay.
So I've had half a McGriddle, which, Gavin, is how many calories?
I saw that it was, the whole thing is 410 calories, so you only had half.
Okay.
And then, I guess I'd like...
Gavin, you're going to need to shut your mouth right now.
He had a half of a hash brown.
And you need to do the same.
Okay.
So I'm under 300 calories total, okay? But I'm telling you this. The reason I'm telling you is because we got onto this conversation about co-dieting is, like, I don't want you to be at home eating a raisin, you know, and
I
come home and you hear the show that I had, like, something that actually is a treat, even though I didn't have a lot of it. So would you like me to DoorDash you some Chick-fil-A?
No.
No, think about it, Marty. Take him up on this. He has had a full McDonald's McGriddle.
No, I had half a McGriddle.
Well, there's know it's only a matter of time before he takes that other half from Gavin.
No, Gavin, no, I will not.
You can have it.
No, I don't want it.
Give it to him. He can't say no.
No, I did well today, but I feel like I diet cheated on you. Even though we haven't like put this in stone, I feel like I've diet cheated and I need to come clean.
Well, I appreciate that, babe, but you're good.
Am I good? Now, do you need anything? She's the best, by
the way.
She's
going to hold this over your head.
Okay, do you want me to bring you home something for lunch, and then I'll have one of those wonderful ham sandwiches that we've been eating?
No, no, Marty, hold this over his head the whole day because he feels so guilty about it. Tell him, oh, I'm so hungry, but I just can't eat.
Maybe if I had had a McGriddle, too.
Oh, right. My word.
Well, if you're sure you don't want me to DoorDash you some Chick-fil-A, then I will move on. You're positive. Okay, well. This is why she's the best.
Thank you.
And this is why 31 years still works for us. So God bless you. Thank you, my love.
I love you.
I love you too. Bye. See, she's the best. Like that woman is the salt of the earth.
Well, she's got to be. She's got to be strong because you're so weak.
I am so weak. Gavin, can I have the other half of that McGriddle, please? Now that I know I'm okay. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and Gavin loves himself some sports. He is the sporty guy on the show for sure.
And like you guys, you do try every once in a while.
Thank
Wally.
Thank you.
But overall, you guys aren't the sportiest people. So I enjoy.
I don't even try.
I enjoy any opportunity to talk about it.
And I like to give you those opportunities, but I don't want it to be all like. Facts and figures
stats and
stuff like that. So whenever you find stories that you think are good for the show, I'm all ears. So what do you got?
Okay, so I am going to equate you, Wally, to an offensive lineman from the NFL. You are one and the same.
Thank you.
In this instance. So Jason Kelce, he's one of these, the Kelce brothers have recently taken off. They're a fun brother pairing in the NFL. But Jason Kelce, he plays for the
one not dating Taylor Swift. That's all you have to say.
That is all I have to say. Plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. And
I'm helping you for our audience. Wait, is this the one dating Taylor or no? The other one. Got it.
He's married, has three kids. He goes to the same McDonald's quite often in the city of Philadelphia. And he actually has his version of a McDonald's lady.
Like Nubia!
Because when you go to McDonald's, you have Nubia. She's the nicest lady in the world. She's super sweet. So this woman's name is Danielle. And after the season for the Eagles ended, he actually went to that McDonald's and he brought her a signed jersey to say thank you because he really appreciates kind of the nice face and like all the nice things that she'll say. And she's very encouraging during the season saying like, okay, go Eagles, go Jason.
Nice.
So I brought her a signed jersey. And I just love that he has that kind of relationship with a McDonald's employee. That's awesome.
That's the thing, man. Like when you spot people that do their job well and they make your day better, when you have the opportunity, you want to help do the same for them. I mean, that's what Nubia is. Nubia is so kind. And not just to me, she's kind to everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like. And so, like, for Christmas, I gave her, $100 because I just thought she was cool. So I actually went through McDonald's today. I hadn't seen her since Christmas. And she was like, thank you so much for the money.
Oh, she remembered.
Yeah, she remembered. It was so nice. And then got a couple extra apple pies, but whatever. That's not why I do it. It's not why I do it. Because I just think she's amazing.
I feel like next time he goes through that drive-thru, though, I feel like she should, I don't know, like sign his McDonald's bag.
That'd be funny.
That's her version of giving back to
him. That'd be funny. And I mean, maybe you should drop off a couple bucks too. You're kind of a millionaire. So
that's also
true. You know, because she's going to sell that jersey on eBay.
Maybe.
But there you go. I love it. He did something good for somebody. And you're right. Me and the Kelce that's not dating Taylor Swift are very similar. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Subject line, new Lauren Daigle song. This is from Jessica. It says, hey, Wally, good morning. You know that Lauren Daigle song you guys were playing? I was like, I'm still learning to appreciate it, but I wanted to point out that it reminds me of a different song. The styling of her voice and the music in the background are all very reminiscent of Gnarls Barkley's song, Crazy. That's with CeeLo. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the songs she's talking about are These Days. See if you hear it right out of the gate. This is Lauren Daigle's version of These Days.
People out there, let go of your cares. Then you got in a lot.
I mean, I hear that like right out of the gate on that one. It's pretty obvious. That's the same like tempo, same rhythm, you know. Here's the Gnarls Barkley song, Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind.
So Gnarls is a little faster, but people out there, I remember when. Do you hear it, Rock?
Oh, yeah.
You seem a little skeptical.
No, I do. I hear it mainly just because they both repeat the first line.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's a ripoff, but it's an homage. Yeah, inspired by. And so I got inspired by Jessica's email and thought, what if we put the two songs together? Mm. If you got two great songs that already kind of sound alike, what if you put them together? Could you make a super song? So you've got These Are the Days by Lauren Daigle and Crazy. So this is These Are the Crazy Days by Lauren Lowe. Okay?
Nice.
See what I did there?
Yes.
I would love to see a collaboration with her and CeeLo.
That gave me whiplash.
You did it really? It's good. That whiplash is good.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. It stands out. It would stand out even more if we were playing this version of the song.
I don't know. I think we should stick to just one of them. I like Lauren Daigle.
Okay, we'll go with Lauren instead of CeeLo. All right, I think that's crazy, but that's just me.
It's today's Music Insider, or TMI, with Gavin.
If you don't know the name Austin French, you might know him best for his song, Freedom Hymn. This is the sound of chains breaking. This is the beat of a heart changing. And I think a lot of times when people are going through tough situations, music like his can be encouraging and helpful as they're walking through a trial. And speaking of trials, he posted this video on his Instagram page talking about his perspective on God's role in our life when it comes to going through those situations. And I thought it was a good perspective shift and one that I personally might keep in mind when I walk into my next trial.
The Bible doesn't promise that he's going to rescue us from every situation. For instance, God didn't rescue Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire. He delivered them in the fire. Sometimes we have to go in the thing that we're so scared to go through to find out that God is still good in the midst of our trial. Whether it's the lion's den or a fiery furnace, God is promising to be with us.
Yeah, see, that's a really hard thing for people to grasp because there's this misunderstanding that, hey, if you're a believer, God's always going to protect you, like physically. And this is not true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just legitimately not true. Some of the best believers I know in my life, they pass away. One thing is certain, we all are going to die, regardless of who we are, what we believe, how strong our faith is or not. We're all going to die at some point. And so to think that you're always going to be immune from problems is erroneous, and it's not what the gospel says. I mean, Jesus was very clear. You are going to have troubles in this world, but, he says, but take heart. I have overcome those troubles, and so he will give you peace where you lack understanding, and that's where our faith comes in to make a hard time a little easier.
And I think that that's like very powerful when it comes to sharing like a testimony and sharing your faith, is that when you're going through fire and going through a tough situation, if people see that but still see you like praising God and holding on to God, I think that they're going to see something different in us.
The truth is, the people's stories who carry the most weight with me when they're telling a story of heartbreak and then, you know, they're up to that pivotal point in the thing where their child is in a hospital bed and their child is sick and they've been praying and praying and praying, and then the stories that go, and God healed them, I go, okay, great, that's good. Happy for you. Of course you're going to be happy. Of course you're going to praise God. But the ones where they're like, and my child passed away, and the air gets sucked out of the room, but then that person says, but God is good, and God was faithful through this whole thing to my family. That is the story that carries weight with me, because that is the depth. Whenever you have a good outcome, of course it's easy to be happy. But when you have a bad outcome and you are still praising God, mm-hmm. I think that carries weight with people. And that's the thing that confounds people about the gospel. Yeah. But it's the truth of it, is that even the worst of our situations can be made better when we have faith in God, and when we can find a purpose in them, and we can find hope and even joy in the midst of some of that sadness. So there you go. That is Austin French's version on trials, and that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little time capsule Thursday because we weren't here on Tuesday. So we're switching it up today. Time capsule Thursday, where we put up three of our songs, one song for each of us from a specific year. And then we ask you to vote on who has the best taste in music and why you like that song. So why don't we start with you, Lady Rock? What year are we doing here?
2020, the year of the COVID pandemic.
Oh, so we were not too long ago.
No, we were needing a lot of faith and hope back then. I went with a classic, Carrie Job and Cody Carnes with The Blessing.
Ooh, this is good. Yeah, that's a good song. That's a good offering on. That one's really good in church, too. Mm-hmm. Feels good.
And I like the joke that it was like, who's going to be paying on your taxes or whatever? And his children.
And his children. Yeah, that is really good. All right, so that's Carrie Job's song number one. Gavin, who did you go with?
I went with Colton Dixon and his song Miracles.
It's a good one. I believe it goes just happen like definitely a different tone from a lot of the other stuff that was hitting at this time.
I just like the drums.
Yeah, percussive.
Yeah.
You throw a steel drum in there and you've got an island song, which may... Oh, that's what that song needs.
It is.
Oh, we should do that. We can make that even better for Colton. Anyway, that's a whole other segment. And then I decided to go with one of my favorite bands, We Are Messengers, Love, because this was even a different flavor for them, too. Don't hang your head when you get lonely. No, I'll never leave your side. This is a vibe.
And don't go thinking you're the only
one yeah. that can get it. All right, so there you go. These are your three songs. Carrie Job, The Blessing, and Cody Carnes. Sorry, that's her husband. Miracles by Colton Dixon, or We Are Messengers, Love. So now all you have to do is tell us which of those songs you want to hear a little more of today on Time Capsule Tuesday and
Thursday.
Why. Time Capsule Thursday. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And why. 855-33-WAY-FM. Why'd it connect with you? 855-33-WAY-FM. Marianne, thank you so much for joining us for Time Capsule Thursday. Normally we do this on Tuesday, but we weren't here because of a snow day. So you've heard the three hooks of the songs. You got Carrie Job and Cody Carnes, The Blessing. That was Betty's. Miracles, Colton Dixon. That was Gavin's. And We Are Messengers, Love. That was mine. Which of those three songs do you like? Which one connects with you the most?
We Are Messengers, Love.
Oh, yes. All right, cool. So I have great taste in music, obviously. So do you.
Yes, of course.
This one's a vibe because it sounded way different from the other We Are Messenger songs at the time. This is all back in 2020, COVID pandemic days. So why did you like this song? What connected with you?
Two things. One is we had a snow day Tuesday, I teach, because we have sub-zero weather here in Denver. And then my class is studying music, and we really love the Calypso music we've been listening to.
Are you in a private or in a public school?
A public school.
Oh, that's very cool that you can use this music, and you never know what could come from that.
Yeah, Darren's one of those guys, man. You put him anywhere in front of people, and he's going to give you the gospel, whether it's through music or, you know, talking to people. And I love this song. I love the band. So here we go. It's Love by We Are Messengers. The winner today on Time Capsule Thursday. Everybody hurts sometimes, I know that's what they say, but right now it seems this loneliness won't go away. Can anybody feel this heartache? Is anyone around? Feels like we're running round in circles, we can't catch a breath, we can't enjoy the moment when
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
All right, here's where you have a very difficult job. Betty Rock is a graduate of Colorado Christian University, and she will be our proctor today. She will be administering our test, and you are going to have to get past my brain. I've taught at Colorado Christian University, so you would be beating a professor, which is pretty great.
Which is impressive, but when you realize it's just Wally, you're like, oh, well.
You know, this is the thing, though. It's not stuff that I taught or, like, adult stuff. It's more questions of things that, as an adult, you probably should know, but you've probably forgotten. Because, I mean, it's amazing the amount of stuff you forget from elementary school or high school, things like that. And I couldn't even begin to tell you. People talk about trigonometry. Never took it. Never had to. Never. I don't know what a cosine is. I know none of that, you know. So yeah. there are holes in my knowledge for sure.
Right. So I have read The Room, and great. I have given you categories that I thought, well, basic elementary trivia. You should know these things. So we have categories in the alphabet.
Okay, that's fine. 26 letters. I don't know the Greek alphabet. Oh, please don't be that.
We also have toys.
Oh, right up my alley.
Presidents.
Oh, fantastic. And, I hate that
and
one.
And astrology.
Oh, gee. I hate that too. Astronomy? Are you like astronomy?
I don't know.
Astrology is like where the signs of like Gemini and all that weird stuff.
Oh, astronomy
is the study of the heavens.
Oh, well, you might be doing pretty good then, astronomy.
All right, well, good. Okay, see? Yeah, good luck. Good luck to you there. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to take me on, if you think you are smarter than a humble DJ or a DJ, you can take me on right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We have a prize waiting for you if you can win. Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University.
We've never claimed he was the brightest bulb.
At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the Wally Show with Smarter Than a Jock.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is the Wally Show. Mary, welcome to Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University, where Betty Rock is an alumni with 2 degrees, and she's going to be administering a test for us today. If you can get more questions right than me, you will win a prize. And these are kind of like things that we probably should know as adults, but we might have forgotten. So with that said, Betty Rock, are you ready?
Mary, I would like to ask, how far along in your education have you gotten?
Well, I have an associate's degree.
You're going to feel great if you beat me because I have a master's degree. but that doesn't mean that I'm smarter than you by any stretch of the imagination.
So here's how it's going to work. Name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, what do you say?
Mary.
There you go.
Good
that
job.
Was test number one,
good
and
job.
You passed.
All right, here's the first question, and this one has to do with toys. What was the hot new toy all kids wanted back in 1952?
Ooh.
Was it Lincoln Logs, the Slinky, or Mr. Potato Head?
Wally.
Yes?
I think Lincoln Logs are earlier, and I think...
Earlier than 52?
I do, I think. And I think Slinkies were... 60s, 70s. I'm going to go Potato Head. I'm going Mr. Potato Head.
Well, Mr. Potato Head is correct.
Yes! Ooh!
Did you have a Mr. Potato Head?
I did. I liked them. We had a friend that worked here that had a collection of hundreds of them. It was a little creepy, but they were still kind of cool. So, all right, Mary, you got your work cut out. One for Wally, none for Mary.
Okay, here we go. The next question has to do with astronomy. Which planet is closest to the Earth? Is it?
Mary.
Oh, Mary. Whoa. Doesn't even
Snap.
Need the multiple choice. Yes, Mary.
Venus.
Ah, she got it right.
Venus is correct.
She got it right.
Woo!
My very eccentric mother. You could have gone with Mars because it's on the other side, but which is actually closer?
You're just trying to prove that you think you're smart.
Nicely
we get it.
Done, Mary.
Well, I have to remember, we are the third rock from the sun.
That's right. All right.
Nice.
Here we go. Next question.
Okay. This has to do with the alphabet. Which is the only vowel on a standard keyboard that is not on the top line?
Mary.
Ah.
Yes, ma'am.
A.
Oh, she got it.
A is correct.
She married in and then she paused. And like she had to go through it. She was smart. She got her buzzer in.
Wow.
I might adopt that thing if I have multiple minutes to think about it.
Oh, come on.
Hey, that was only seconds.
It felt like hours, Mary.
Mary, he's just a sore loser.
Okay.
Here we go. This one has to do with presidents.
Uh-oh.
Whose picture is on the $5 bill?
Wally. Lincoln.
That is correct.
Yeah, see, now we got ourselves a game here. All right, last question.
Okay. Who is closest to the number that I'm thinking of?
Oh, wait, you didn't have another question picked? Wally.
Yes?
5.
Okay, Mary, what do you think it is?
1.
I was thinking of 2.
You were not. Your favorite number is 5. I know this about you. I think she just...
Way to go, Mary!
Yeah, okay. Mary, yes, somehow you were smarter than a jock. Okay,
well, fair and square.
Somehow, I didn't think so, but I sure am glad.
Yeah, okay, well, congratulations. You are the big winner today, and thanks for playing Smarter Than a Jock, brought to you by Colorado Christian University.
Thank you.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it on The Rock Report.
I would think one of the perks of being a celebrity would be getting to pass through TSA and customs without any issues. But that wasn't the case for Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Terminator was on his way to host an auction for his climate-controlled nonprofit, where proceeds would go to help support clean energy efforts worldwide.
Okay.
To do his own part in the fight, he was bringing with him a luxury watch he owns.
Oh.
And he planned to auction it off.
I wonder if it was a Casio. Those are really nice. Or maybe a Casio.
Rolex?
Those are really nice. Yeah, but I like Casios just because they're what I can afford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're the poor man's Rolex.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like fossil watches. Yes. I like $50 to $70 watches. I have a feeling this was worth a little more.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But Munich, Germany airport authorities said, hey, not so fast.
Uh-oh.
They pulled Schwarzenegger to the side, claiming he was trying to take an unregistered luxury watch through customs without filling out the correct paperwork and paying the taxes on it.
Yeah, this is the weird thing. See, like, if he was wearing it, I don't know if they would have stopped him, but if he was bringing it in, they can say, this. Say it's a $100,000 watch, which I can't even fathom, but like say it's that, then they if you have it in your bag, they think you're going to go there to sell it, and they want to charge you an import tariff, because otherwise everyone would just travel and bring all this stuff into other countries and sell it at a markup price. Mm. That's why they did that.
I see. And Schwarzenegger, when they pulled him to the side, he didn't fight back. He was told that the tax amount needed was $10,000.
Oof, that was a very expensive watch then. If it was 10 grand for the tariff. Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't have the amount.
Yeah, who has 10 grand on you?
Yeah, he doesn't have cash on him with that much money. So instead, Arnold pulls out his credit card.
Well, oh my goodness. Baller move. Here's so 10 cool. grand on this card. You run it. Run it again.
Well, they can't get the credit card machine to work.
Oh, no.
Oh, really? I'm not broke.
So after an hour of trying with no success. They decided.
Run it again. Sorry.
They decided to get in the car and take Arnold to an ATM.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the bank was closed. So now they take him back to the airport, was able to find a brand new credit card machine that would work.
That would work with his brand new, really expensive credit card.
Yeah, it took 3 hours.
See, and if you're Arnold, you're like, I'm just trying to do something good. I'm trying to help climate change. And the fact that we are driving cars around is actually driving me to a bank and driving me back. We're actually undoing what I'm trying to help with.
Right.
That is crazy. I'm surprised he kind of put up with it, because at some point in time, Like, even normal people lose their minds with airport people.
Yeah,
and
been like, do you know who I am?
Yeah, I'm Arnold. And you know what? I won't be back. The climate's on its own. Well, there you go. That's your rock report. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I have 31 years of marriage. Coming up on 32 years of marriage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. you're absolutely right. So this is Wally's marriage masterclass, okay? I've learned some things over the year, but even I'm not immune to learning new things, you know? And so I came across this article that I think might be helpful. And so this is the time of year where a lot of people make New Year's resolutions for themselves. I'm going to lose some weight, I'm going to work out, whatever. But what about making an actual resolution for your marriage and being intentional in your marriage in the coming year, because it's easy to let that slide. It really is.
And have you done this?
Have I let it slide?
No. Have you made a resolution for your marriage?
No, I haven't, because I'm the teacher. I do this well every day. I don't always get it right. Like, over time, you can take someone for granted, or you get into habits and routines. Mm-hmm. And so this is like some questions you can ask that might actually help your marriage, you know? And so I thought these were really good. Simple question. What can I do to help you? You know, everybody likes to have a little bit of the weight taken off of them.
Yes.
You know, either physically or emotionally, you know, and it's an attitude of service. How can I help you?
Right. And sometimes there's nothing you can do to help, but you just asking means a lot.
That's exactly it. You know, it shows support for making their life better, and you're willing to support them. Do you feel like you're being heard? I hate the terminology of that because it feels real touchy-feely. Therapy to me.
Heard?
Yeah, are you being heard? What's your truth? Like, there's certain things that I don't like the phrasing of, but this is a really important thing, because you can listen, but you don't always hear. And my wife says I have selective hearing, and she's 100% right. And some things I'm intentionally not listening to.
Well, and sometimes I've heard, like, you can say, okay, what do you think I just said? And they can repeat it to you, and it may be right, it may be wrong, but it just goes to show what they're hearing.
Right. And because what people say and what they are feeling is completely different sometimes, you know? Is there something I can do to give you some me time? I think that's a really good thing, especially if you have kids.
Yes.
Like, women carry the brunt of the child raising for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so if that's your situation, I would think your wife would really appreciate, hey, what can I do to give you some you time? We're a couple, yes, but it's important that you're healthy for the family. And I think that would go a long way in your relationship. I used to take Haley for days for my wife to have the afternoon off, and I'd send her on shopping sprees or whatever just to get a moment, you know, because she did such a good job, and it's a lot.
Yeah, I think those are all three great tips.
And this is the final one that I think is really good.
More.
There's one more. I apologize. Do you feel appreciated? I think that one is huge. And here's a quick tip for you ladies. Guys, believe it or not, we want to feel appreciated for what we do. We want to feel appreciated for the fact that we go to work. And maybe sometimes we go to a job we don't like because we are providing for our families. And the recognition of that from both my wife and my daughter is huge. And I know women feel underappreciated for what they do as well. But to point it out, guys have the same issue or hang-ups as well. And so there you go. I think this is a great idea, but the caution is, if you're not willing to follow up with any of these things, and actually if you just ask the questions but you don't follow through with the action, then don't do this, because then you're just going to frustrate somebody. Well, you asked and now you don't do anything.
It's all word, no action.
So exactly. So if you're going to like pull the trigger on this, or even just one or two of them, like, start there, but just make sure you follow through with them. And there you go. That's Wally's marriage masterclass for today.
Brenda, she gave some great
advice. You mean Brenda?
Brenda gave some great advice. She said, there'll be days when it's easy to show your love. Appreciate those days and deposit them into your love bank. Because on days when it's not as easy, you'll have a bank to draw from.
That's so true. Like, and I have to remember, sometimes if my wife is countering what I want to do or countering my opinion on something, I have to always remember, because if you choose well, if you choose wisely in the person that you marry, then they are always on your side. And you have to remember that, even when it doesn't feel like it sometimes.
Right.
They're always looking out for your best interest, even if it's counter to what you want to do. Because I can be a a little self-destructive. And so I have to remember that like she's always on my side.
Yeah, but do you ever like find those days where maybe it's harder to...
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's harder to love her well.
Yes.
And you think about those times where it was easier, and those times help you get through the hard days.
Yeah, and so
I'm sure she has to do that.
I don't think she ever has. I don't think she's ever had
a whole lot
to do that.
Like she probably has to go to that bank a lot.
No, she has. She can't make withdrawals.
And honestly, my thoughts and prayers are with her.
All right, so if you've got any tips or some marriage advice, I'd love to hear it. We can share it right now. We got time for a couple more. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And it doesn't mean you had to have been married for 20 years. You might have learned something really big in your first year that helped you, and somebody else might need to hear that as well. So there you go. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is your tip?
Problem is if you start to bury things, it creates regret. It creates, you know, a wall in between you.
Yeah, like a grudge.
And by, yes, exactly. And then you get to this point. Sometimes you get to this point of, oh, I married the wrong person. You get this hopelessness, and you didn't necessarily marry the wrong person. But if you keep really short accounts to say, hey, can we talk about this? And feel safe to be able to talk about it, then there isn't anything between you, and you're able to grow closer.
Yeah, I'll be honest. It was about 7 years in my marriage because I thought, well, I want to have a peaceful marriage. I don't want any conflict and things like that. And so I would bury things. And it was about seven Absolutely. Years in, I was talking to my wife one day, and I'm like, no, I don't want to do this, you know, and I found my voice. I found my freedom that day.
You spoke your truth.
I did. I spoke my truth. But what I found was in me being more honest about what I want, what I don't want, her being able to do the same, it really did strengthen our marriage, and it makes our things that could be potential really big arguments, if you're addressing them in the moment or early, you know, or maybe when it's not quite as charged, but if you address them and don't let them fester, you can have a healthier way to resolve that conflict. So I agree with you. I think it's great advice. Don't let it fester. Don't squish it down. Deal with it, but you've got to deal with it in a healthy way.
Absolutely.
What is your advice? What is your tip that got you there, do you think?
It's funny. It was with us trying to teach our toddler how to deal with his anger and other emotions. And we taught him, we've heard it somewhere, and we taught him, when I'm mad and I want to roar, I take a deep breath and I count to four.
Mm-hmm.
And we had said that so many times that as he got older, he would roll his eyes at us. And we looked at each other one day in the heated argument, and we looked at each other and said, okay. And so we started saying this rhyme to ourselves. And at the same time, it brought kind of the silly factor back to, okay, we already know that the book of James talks about our tongue and how powerful that is and how we could use it in one way or the other. And so let's just stick to that. Let's take our own toddler advice.
Yeah.
And every time we're angry, let's do that. And it gives you that 4 seconds to just go, okay.
That's a great thought. I mean, you could alter it a little bit, like for your marriage, too. You know, she's my wife and my best friend, but Lord help me, she's going to make me count to 10.
You may need more than 4 seconds, Molly. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Sometimes. I think my wife probably needs more than 4 seconds with me.
Oh, for sure. She does.
You know,
sure.
But no, it's a good idea. It's like, because there's things you might want to say or say them in the moment or in haste. And it's always better if you take a minute, take a beat. I mean, it works at work. It works in your marriage. It works in your personal life. You know, say the thing you want to say in your head, but then recraft it before it leaves
yes.
there and comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
And that is great advice that I love to give out, but I don't always take.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.